two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, to Super Tuesday. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, but not too chilly. It's 41 degrees.
And freeway traffic rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
Your voice, your vote, Super Tuesday. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A steady stream of Utahs have been showing up in person at polling locations on this Super Tuesday. We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce, who is at the Salt Lake County Government Center. Kelly?
Well, Maria, it's busy here at the Salt Lake County Government Office, and it's not just people who are dropping off their mail-in ballots. There's tons of people waiting to vote in person, which poll worker Amanda Griffin says has been pretty consistent throughout the day. You can register to vote in Utah on Election Day, and she says a lot of people have been taking advantage of that.
All sorts of people, a lot of people that have moved. They have to be in Salt Lake County, live in Salt Lake County, to vote here. If they live in Utah County or Davis County, they have to vote in their own counties.
And who's voting? I've seen mostly middle-aged or older people, but there have been some millennials here, too. Live at the Salt Lake County Government Office, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
President Trump doesn't face many mainstream contenders on the Republican side of the ballot, but the Democratic candidates have gone through a major shakeup over the past few days, with multiple people dropping out of the race. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports that has some Utahns rethinking their votes at the last minute.
More than a third of the nation's Democratic delegates are up for grabs across 14 different states. For some voters, they're now rethinking who they support after a trio of recent dropouts.
I was leaning towards Pete Buttigieg. He's gone. So I moved to Elizabeth Warren, and I have been supportive of her from the very beginning. I seem to line up a lot in thinking with Bernie Sanders, but I just can't vote for Bernie Sanders. He's just too much government for me.
Tom Steyer, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar all ended their campaigns within a week of the Super Tuesday vote, with the latter two endorsing Joe Biden. Salt Lake County has 34 different voting centers that are up and running until 8 o'clock tonight. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is hoping to stir up the presidential race as his name now appears on the ballot for the first time. Bloomberg was a guest on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson here on KSL News Radio.
Our strategy is to get to the convention with nobody having a majority, and then all of the delegates free, and they start thinking, okay, who can beat Donald Trump and who can run the country? And that's where we will make our case.
Bloomberg says he feels his record of running large businesses and being the mayor of New York City set him apart from the other candidates. Senator Bernie Sanders showed up at his polling location in Vermont today to cast his vote.
Hi, how are you?
Sanders says he wants to see a big turnout in all Super Tuesday states to show that there's excitement for change.
Today is obviously a very, very important day, and we look forward to doing well.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is hoping to ride a wave of momentum and endorsements today to close the delegate gap between him and Sanders. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last night rallying voters in California, saying that she's not ready to give up the fight. KSL's other top national stories this hour from ABC News. Emergency responders continue to sift through the rubble in multiple locations in Tennessee today after three deadly tornadoes touched down. President Trump says he will be going to see the damage in person.
We're working with the leaders in Tennessee, including their great governor, Bill Lee, to make sure that everything is done properly. FEMA is already on the ground, and I'll be going there on Friday. Our hearts are full of sorrow for the lives that were lost.
As of this hour, we know at least 22 people were killed by the storms. Multiple schools, courts, transit lines, and an airport are closed today in Tennessee. The storms will also impact the election there, as many polling locations are closed.
High on the Hill, 2020.
Multiple abortion bills were discussed in hearings today on Utah's Capitol Hill. A bill that requires a doctor to show a woman her ultrasound before performing an abortion passed out of committee on a 6-5 vote. It will now be debated before the full House. A second bill has been held in committee. That bill would remove a requirement that a doctor performing an abortion on a rape victim verify that she reported that rape to law enforcement. A Senate committee is discussing a bill that would repeal straight ticket voting in Utah. Right now, people can choose that option to vote for everyone in a party rather than select individual candidates. Utah is one of only 7 states that allow straight ticket voting. Another bill being considered today would create a commission to look at changing the state flag. The commission would receive public input and go over various proposals for new state flag design. A similar bill was introduced last year but did not pass through the Senate. Coming up on KSL, the Pope has been tested for the coronavirus, and a look at your noontime drive.
We have a good drive on your Valley freeways, but an accident in South Jordan, 114th South, just to the side of Redwood Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
It's the final hours of the countdown to Super Tuesday. So tomorrow, get a total wrap when you wake up. And special analysis all day. Join us on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
I got this nasty cold. I was sputtering and coughing like an old furnace. You know, with a plugged-up combustion chamber, restricted airways, and a nasty fever. I rested a few days and was fine. Furnaces need care, too. A Whipple Service Champion's tune-up is serious care, like CPR. You'll see it's not a feather dusting or a flashlight waving with an everything looks okay, ma'am. Can you imagine getting your car tuned up by shining a flashlight across the spark plugs? Not at Whipple Service Champions. Our tune-up requires disassembly, internal cleaning, and precision adjustments to get your fuel burning safely, efficiently, and to original manufacturer specifications. All this for just $44. You get a Whipple highly trained clean cut background check, shoe cover wearing, drug-free Whipple Service Champion who won't leave a mess. $44. For CPR for your furnace, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, a steady stream of Utahns have been showing up in person at polling locations on this Super Tuesday. You can be sure that we will keep you up to date on all the election results right here on KSL News Radio. The Federal Reserve made an emergency interest rate cut today, hoping to shield the U.S. economy from global uncertainty because of the coronavirus. The central bank cut its benchmark rate by a half percentage point.
You are hearing concerns from people, for example, in the travel business or the hotel business and things like that. That's what you're hearing. But you don't see things showing up in actual data. You do see them showing up in sort of sentiment forecast indicators and things like that.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the economic impacts are still at a very, very early stage. This was the first time the Fed cut rates outside of a regularly scheduled meeting since the 2008 financial crisis. Pope Francis has been tested for coronavirus after he kept having coughing attacks while addressing a crowd on Sunday.
A coughing Pope Francis gave his weekly Angelus address from his balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square on Sunday. After the Pope canceled a week-long spiritual retreat, a first such cancellation during his papacy, worried it could be the coronavirus, Francis got tested and the results came back negative, according to Italian media. While generally healthy, the Pope had part of one lung removed when he was a young man. And at 83, he's part of the group that's most vulnerable to the illness, older people. Italy is the country worst affected in Europe by the coronavirus outbreak, with more than 1,800 people who have tested positive and 52 who have died. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Federal appeals judges in Louisiana are set to hear arguments on whether the United States' men-only military draft requirement is constitutional. Nobody has been drafted in the U.S. in more than 40 years, but American men must still register for the draft at age 18. Last year, a federal judge in Texas declared the male-only draft unconstitutional. KSL News Time 1209. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's a nice start to our noontime drive if you're on the Valley freeways, out and about to grab a bite to eat, nothing to get in your way and slow you down. It's the side streets where you have to watch for a problem. This is in South Jordan, 114th South, just to the side of Redwood Road. Had an earlier accident being cleared at 90th South in the West Jordan area. It looks like they've been already able to take care of that. And your downtown surface streets reported crash-free. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Clouds out there. It warms up a little bit, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 43 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, we're going to talk about things that you can do to help protect yourself against viruses, including the coronavirus. We'll go in depth following ABC News at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
I'm so tired. I try to sleep next to my husband, but his snoring is so loud. I don't want to complain, but I need sleep. His snoring is annoying, but I also worry. Is he okay? Are there health concerns that we should be aware of? His nighttime breathing scares me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shad Morris with Premier Sleep Solutions. Over the years, we've worked with over 10,000 patients who have struggled with snoring and the fears related to sleep apnea. Many people we work with have been given a CPAP for treatment, but simply struggle to use it. Premier Sleep Solutions can help. Our retainers are a great alternative to CPAP therapy. We will help you and your bed partner get the sleep you deserve. Premier Sleep Solutions retainers are Medicare approved and in-network with most insurance companies. To schedule your free consultation, call 801-980-3788. That's 801-980-3788, or visit us at premiersleepsolutions.com.
Your next big win is closer than you think.
Start by getting Xfinity Internet, which gives you the best Wi-Fi experience with coverage throughout your home. That's a win.
You even get added protection for your connected devices with Xfinity XFi, making it a win-win.
Add Xfinity Mobile, the most reliable wireless network that saves you up to $400 a year on your wireless bill, and well,
winning with Xfinity has never been more simple, easy, awesome.
Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get Internet for 12 months with no term contract required, and Mobile with 3 gigs of shared wireless data.
Plus, ask how to get $300 off when you buy a new Galaxy S20 Ultra. Go to Xfinity.com/save big. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
Internet offer ends 3/23/20. New Performance Starter Plus customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Galaxy offer ends 4/5/20.
The social media team at Shane Company looks forward to your questions. Tom is here to answer one of them. Nolan writes, I'm not quite ready to buy an engagement ring, but I want to get my girlfriend something so she knows I'm serious about her. Any ideas?
Nolan, I suggest a necklace or a right-hand ring. Choose either her birthstone or a stone in her favorite color. She'll think of you every time she wears it. Shane Company has the most vibrant sapphires and the widest range of natural sapphire colors, including green, lavender, peach, black, white, all shades of blue, and many more. Our non-commissioned sales team will guide you. Give them a sense of her style. Share her picture or social media profile, and they'll help you find a gift that she's sure to love.
Follow us on social media at Shane Company and send us your jewelry questions.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease. giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you see news, you can text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utahns are headed to the polls this Super Tuesday, but just who has voted? I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, another semi-truck was unable to stop while driving down the hill into Garden City along the shores of Bear Lake. This is the fourth runaway truck in just 18 months in that same location. Third is a look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Here's Rookie Meese.
We do have a new accident. It's westbound on the 21st South Freeway in Magnet, 7200 West, but everybody out of traffic on the shoulder. Rookie Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds out there. 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Congress set to approve an $8.5 billion emergency funding package to address the coronavirus outbreak. That's $6 billion more than the Trump administration had requested. At the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference in D.C. today, President Trump saying he was happy to get more than what he asked for.
So I think I should say I'll take it, right? I asked for $2.5 billion, they give me $8.5 billion, I say I'll take it.
The measure will be voted on later this week. This as the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 stands at 6, those deaths all in Washington state. And today, the Fed cutting interest rates 0.5% in an attempt to shore up markets as fears of a corona downturn weigh on the economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We are beginning to see the effects on the tourism and travel industries, and we are hearing concerns from industries that rely on global supply chains. The magnitude and persistence of the overall effects on the economy, however, remain highly uncertain. And the situation remains a fluid one.
And stocks testing new lows today with under 2 hours left in trading. The Dow down 805 points. Super Tuesday has arrived and today's contest, the first in which Mike Bloomberg's name appears on the ballot. He's making 3 campaign stops.
We have an election coming up in 2 weeks here in Florida, and I think that we have a real good chance to win the state.
Before heading here to a ballroom in West Palm Beach, Mike Bloomberg made a stop in Miami where he grabbed coffee with local supporters at a diner in Little Havana. He touted his Spanish fluency, held a crying baby, and chit-chatted with locals before making his way to Orlando, where he'll stop at a Pulse nightclub shooting memorial. Bloomberg wraps up Super Tuesday here in Palm Beach on what could be a pivotal night for his campaign.
ABC's Mark Remillard to Tennessee, where at least 22 people died today after at least 2 confirmed tornadoes tore through the Nashville area. President Trump announcing he will visit devastated areas on Friday. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Health officials say the best way to protect ourselves from the spread of the virus is by doing things that we should be doing anyway to prevent the spread of the flu and other diseases. It includes washing our hands regularly because there are plenty of germ hotspots that we encounter throughout the day. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has more.
Many are wondering how to best avoid getting sick at work. We invited Dr. Sarah Madad, the Senior Director of New York City Health and Hospitals Special Pathogens Program, to our offices in New York City to learn about where germs may be lurking And it starts with you.
If your hands are dirty, you're constantly touching your face. So in a typical time period, for example, 1 hour, people touch their face at least 20 times in 1 hour. That's a lot, up to 500 times in a day.
And if your germy hands touch your eyes or mouth, you could get sick. In this GMA business meeting, the worst offender touched his face 44 times in 25 minutes. And germs can really move. A cough or sneeze can create a viral cloud that extends about 6 feet, according to the CDC.
With a coronavirus disease, a person that's infected with coronavirus, if they cough, if they sneeze, those droplets can become airborne.
The most germs are found on places where a lot of people touch, but that may not be regularly cleaned, like the elevator button.
This is another area that gets a lot of attention, a lot of people pushing the buttons. What do you do if you're trying to stay germ-free?
Sure. So again, another high-touch area right here. So in terms of, you know, using these buttons, if you're going to use them, again, washing your hands often. That's another, obviously, key thing.
There's also a correct way to disinfect, and it's not by using the same wipe over and over again. And the office kitchen, even yours at home, is ripe with germs on high-touch surfaces. Refrigerator and microwave handles, sink handles, and for our staff, the spigot on the water purifier.
Talk a little bit about the concern with that water bottle top touching that surface.
So ideally, you obviously want to have a gap, and that way it's not touching where the water is dispensing. And if in this case, since it is obviously touching where the water is dispensing, then the germs that are obviously on that water bottle, you know, that you're drinking out of, can then obviously cross-contaminate here.
Doctors say it boils down to basic infection control. For instance, if you're greeting someone and you shake their hand, you don't really know what germs may be on that person's hand, so it may just be best to wave from a distance.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
Looks like crews have already been able to wrap up that minor accident we had in Magna, westbound SR-201. 7200 West really didn't cause any delays. It was quickly moved out of traffic. Right now in South Salt Lake, we have a crash reported 33rd South between 200 and 300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. It's on the nines. Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds today. It's warming up a little bit. 48 is the high. Sunshine in 53 tomorrow, and then gets it for some of the warmest air yet. Sunshine on Thursday. We're up to 60 degrees. Mostly sunny and 63. What a day it's going to be on Friday. And then a lot of clouds on Saturday. Breezy. And we're up to 61. It cools down on Sunday, 52 with rain showers. And 51 Monday, more showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 43 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Boy, taking a check of the markets, the Dow has fallen 900 points to session lows as stocks choke on the Fed's rate cut. The Fed cutting a key interest rate today, and the market's not liking that. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221.
You are not a generic human. Men, your body is not generic. Every man has a unique physical makeup. This is why generic pills and supplements don't work for many men who suffer with ED and low T. The staff at Universal Men's Clinic specializes in affordable, custom treatments for ED and low testosterone. By concentrating only on the treatment of low T and ED, our medical team is successful at finding a specific medical plan for each patient. By working with specialized compounding labs, we can create a precise formula that is best for you. This specialized custom care makes Universal Men's Clinic very successful, even when generic pills and supplements haven't worked. This is serious medicine for men who want to regain intimacy and energy. Get more enjoyment out of life. Book an appointment at UniversalMensClinic.com. That's UniversalMensClinic.com or call 801-263-7777. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient and affordable.
Hi, this is Steve Ogden. The biggest free labor sale ever is happening now at Ogden's Flooring and Design. We have truckloads of top quality carpet in the latest styles and colors, all at the lowest prices of the year. You buy your carpet and we'll install it for free. And we'll include our lifetime labor warranty. Now during the biggest free labor sale ever. For our store nearest you, visit ogdensflooring.com.
Ogden's Flooring and Design. KSLSports.com and the Utah Jazz have teamed up to give your child the opportunity to be a ball kid at a Utah Jazz home game this season. Go to KSLSports.com to enter. Imagine rebounding for the Utah Jazz players during their pregame shoot-around, a pregame photo op with a Utah Jazz player, and a co-branded lanyard with two game tickets to watch the game afterwards.
So no chocolate.
Now's your child's chance to be a Utah Jazz ball kid. Go to KSLSports.com.
Are you within 5 years of claiming Social Security? This decision is more complicated than most people realize. It could trigger a mountain of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit thousands of dollars in other benefits. This could add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could avoid this with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. What you learn in this free analysis could save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it won't cost you a dime. Get your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, on the road for a second day in a row. Good afternoon, Lee. What's coming up on your show today?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to do our very, very best to present to listeners who still need to vote today everything they need to know to cast that vote. We're broadcasting live from the Marmalade Branch of the Salt Lake City Library. And as I sit here right now, there is a parade of folks going back and forth as they head upstairs to the polling location to cast their vote. We're going to be speaking to party leaders here in the state from both parties. We'll be later speaking to Boyd Matheson, who spent the morning chatting with Michael Bloomberg, one of the candidates. Pretty good get here in this radio business. Proud of him. We'll talk about his conversation as well as much more throughout the day. We'll talk about money and see what kind of influence that has had on the race around the country and particularly here in the state of Utah. If you can tell, I'm a nerd about this stuff and I'm real excited about it.
All right. Lee Lonsberry, Live Mike, coming your way at 12:35 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Foxconn company that assembles iPhones says they plan to get back to normal production by the end of the month. Several of their Chinese factories have been closed as a precaution because of the coronavirus. KSL Drives Hyundai says strong demand for SUVs and crossovers in the U.S. helped push sales up 26% in February. The Tucson was the company's top seller. Wells Fargo is now the third major U.S. bank to announce it will not support financing for oil and gas projects in the Arctic. Wells Fargo joins Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. And taking a look at your money at this moment, even though I want to close my eyes and not look, the Dow is currently down by 919 points. It sits at 25,784. That's down by almost 4%. That's after the Fed cut interest rates, a prime interest rate today. S&P 500 down by 100 points, and the NASDAQ gets off by 316 points. The Walt Disney Company was built on the shoulders of Mickey Mouse, but until now, there has never been a ride at the Disney theme park based on the face of the franchise. That changes tomorrow when Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway ride opens at Disney World. Now, the ride gives visitors the impression that they're watching a cartoon as they ride to their destination. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text contest to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Good speeds on all your valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. And the cleanup almost done of a small crash in South Salt Lake, 33rd South, just to the side of 200 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest with Grant Wayman.
Warmer temperatures are coming our way here. We're a little warmer today. We've got a lot of cloud cover. We're up to 48, and we'll get more sunshine tomorrow. Noticeably warmer by the afternoon, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy, 43 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. For the fourth time in 18 months, a semi-truck lost control at the same spot in Garden City near Bear Lake. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
This time, deep snow and mud stopped a big rig from rolling into houses near the intersection of US 89 and SR 30, but only with 40 feet to spare. UHP spokesman Nick Street says the driver admitted to never going on that steep of a hill and putting his truck into a bizarre configuration.
By the time they got down to the bottom, didn't have the air that they needed for their brakes.
Street says UDOT is building a barrier at the intersection, but could take up to a year to complete. In the meantime, he encourages semi drivers to review their training. He says trucks need to be in the same gear going down a hill as they went up. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Super Tuesday.
Millions of voters from Maine to California are headed to the polls on this Super Tuesday. The race is shaping up as a contest between two starkly different visions for the Democratic Party. Senator Bernie Sanders is leading the polls in many Super Tuesday states, but former Vice President Joe Biden is picking up endorsements and riding a wave of momentum after winning in South Carolina. So far here in Utah, we haven't heard any reports of major problems as people show up at polling locations. We are getting word today that multiple Costco stores in the state are putting limits on how many cases people can buy of certain products. The Lehigh Costco has a limit of 5 cases of bottled water and 3 cases of toilet paper per day. The Salt Lake City Costco has limited shoppers to 10 cases of bottled water and 3 cases of toilet paper. Stores have been running out of supplies as people stock up because of the fear over the coronavirus. And taking a look at your money at this moment, and boy, it's scary. There is fear on Wall Street today after the Fed cut interest rates. The Dow is down by 792 points. That is nearly 3%. It sits at 25,888. S&P 500 down by 88, and the NASDAQ is off by 279 points.